I'm Michael Brown. Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives are moving ahead with their impeachment inquiry against President Trump, with subpoenas requesting documents from his personal lawyer, his Secretary of State, as well as hearings scheduled this week with former officials involved in U.S.-Ukraine policy. The AP's Mike Gracia has more on the story.
The House Intelligence, Foreign Affairs, and Oversight and Reform Committees have subpoenaed President Donald Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, for documents about his dealings with Ukrainian officials. The panels also requested information from three Giuliani associates. The subpoenas are part of the impeachment investigation, prompted by a whistleblower complaint saying Trump tried to pressure the president of Ukraine to investigate the son of Democrat Joe Biden during a phone call in July. According to the complaint, in the days after the call, Giuliani repeatedly communicated with advisors for Ukraine's president. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The New York Times are reporting President Trump pushed Australia's prime minister to help discredit special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. The Times reported Monday that during a recent phone call, Trump asked Prime Minister Scott Morrison to help U.S. Attorney General William Barr collect information for a Justice Department probe into Mueller's investigation. Paper said the FBI's investigations into Russian interference began as a result of information given to the FBI by Australian officials. Barr recently began a review of the Russian investigation. Mueller's nearly two-year investigation found that the Trump campaign did not conspire with Russia to affect the outcome of the race, but he reached no conclusion on whether Trump should be charged with obstruction of justice for instances in which he may have tried to sidetrack Mueller's probe. For details on more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. An arch bridge in eastern Taiwan collapsed early Tuesday, sending an oil tanker truck falling onto boats in the water below. Authorities say at least six people are believed to be trapped on the boats. The National Fire Agency said in a statement that 10 people were sent to hospital, six of them with serious injuries. Dozens of first responders and rescuers are still on the scene. Former U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton said military force has to remain an option in dealing with North Korea's nuclear weapons and missile programs because it will not follow through with its commitment to denuclearize and negotiate away its programs. In his first public speech since his departure from the White House, Bolton also told the audience at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, a Washington-based think tank, there is a reason North Korea is doing a nuclear testing right now.
One very good, very troubling reason why there's no more testing of nuclear weapons for the moment or of long-range missiles is that North Korea has, in its judgment, for well or ill, finished testing and can produce nuclear warheads and long-range ballistic missiles. That's not an encouraging sign. That's a sign to be worried about.
Bolton left his post as President Trump's third national security advisor early in September, apparently due to clashes he had with Trump on how to handle foreign policy challenges, including North Korea's nuclear weapons program. Protesters chanted pro-democracy slogans while marching through Hong Kong Tuesday as the government hosted a ceremony marking the 70th anniversary of the People's Republic of China. There was a brief scuffle with police and reportedly some arrests made. Hong Kong police warned of the potential for protesters in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory to engage in violence during this week's National Day events. Hong Kong has experienced a cycle of protests since June over a now-shelved extradition bill which has escalated into anti-China movement. The Trump administration imposing sanctions on several entities and people associated with the Internet Research Agency and its financier in connection with Russian interference in U.S. elections. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said in a statement that the U.S. will use its authorities against anyone seeking to undermine our electoral processes or subversively influence voters. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown here in Washington, VOA News.
Oh yeah, mama, mama. Rani on The Voice of America.
Hello, everybody. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to you again today, so stay close and make sure you don't touch that dial. My first stop today is going to be the land of South Africa with Peggy in Giathunda. And right after that, Ghana with Daddy Lumba in Akoma da Komaso. And then to Tanzania with Mike T in Demuwangu. But first, Giathunda by Peggy of South Africa.
To tune in on the boza kinachofanya niwe kama nusu cheese jina suzi mimi usi nikipata bamzuka tausi ameumbika mithili ya malaika anajeshim doma na anasifika nyakuibata ana kidada ni mcha mungu akosi kwenye ibada toka siku nimesema nampenda akawa wasi kwa kila anachotenda. Akasema kitu gana na kipenda na kitu gana pendi mini na chutenda. Nika kubali sababu nina mjali. Niko na isi machi kila mahali. Na hindi kutuwa kwenu mahali. Uwe wangu wa je unakubali.
Uwe gingati kipo na kinangala.
Kucheki we
alipo utadata na kuibata.
Nemu wangu we
gingati kipo na kinangala.
Kucheki we
alipo utadata yeah, na kuibata.
Kibaoni nazotaka kumpata moyoni nimelithika na shiba bila kula nikimtia machoni
yo, yo.
Akini beep kidogo niko hewani
ring, ring.
Akini text pia niko hewani ninapata wasi wasi moyoni namba yake chuzi kiwa no reachable analisi me mighty yongeze bidi kwenye wangu sani besi zangu mistali mbaka fasi iwe na mtazama kujenga yangu jamii nijue nani wakweli nani rafiki yupi tuko pamoja kwenye dhiki niakikishe nilivo sibadiliki hata yeah. Maprayer haters nisiwonyeshe chuki sawa mama nimekubali chochote nachotaka niko tayari kilichobaki sisi tumombe Mungu siku kama siku leo hii.
Wangu by Mike T of Tanzania. Before that, Akoma Dakomaso by Daddy Lumba of Ghana and Gia Tanda by Peggy of South Africa. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Van here in Washington.
You don't have a problem, but if you have a problem, we got the solution. And the solution is African Beat on the Voice of America. Stay tuned. Hi, I'm Kate Turner from Enugu. I love African beats on the Voice of America.
You don't have a problem, but if you really think you do, then we have the solution to your problem. And the solution is African Beat on the Voice of America, Monday through Friday, with me, David Van.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Welcome back. People not like people. This is the sound of K.O.K. from Sierra Leone. He's presently based in China. And right after that, Josie Chameleon in Niamey. But first, People Not Like People by K.O.K. of Sierra Leone.
Lele, 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 lele na wewe unadhani mimi na kula raha haki ya Mungu si kama nafanya starehe niko huko na tafuta hela natako jue kutafuta sio kupata wakati wengine huwa nakosa huo ni kuwa na mka asubuhi na mapema hata watoto na wacha bado wamelala
na umbo ni ya mimi
mama watoto wangu
na umbo ni ya mimi
wewe ni pacha wangu
na umbo ni ya mimi
usinisaliti
na umbo ni ya mimi
na mpenda sana
na umbo ni ya mimi
mama watoto wangu
na umbo ni ya mimi
wewe ni pacha Atukiwaelezea haziwa uzu Ukiwaelezea shima yetu enashuka Ata wana pembeni na wana tucheka Usizani kama wana kuonea uruma Wanachosubiri mimi na wewe tuwachane Usushiwa usi usikilize na waru sikubali Wanachosema hao ni sumu tu
Na umo ni ya mimi
Mama watoto wangu
Ni na umo ni ya mimi
Wewe ni pacha wangu
Na umo ni ya mimi
Usinisaliti
Na umo ni ya mimi
Na mpenda sana
Na umo ni ya mimi
Mama watoto wangu
Ni na umo ni ya mimi
Wewe ni pacha wangu
Na umo ni ya mimi
Usinisaliti
Na umo ni ya mimi
Wali wonze rembula Kulolo oza dino meda muku chakala Akawala isiba muku chakala Mama wabana meda muku kazana Chimajero pia kazanyo Erolusi wali wole zibula Petola wanga kera kumaliri Na mabute ngale kamu Na wewe unadhani mimi na kula raha haki ya Mungu si kama nafanya starehe niko huko na tafuta hela natako jue kutafuta sio kupata wakati wengine huwa nakosa huo ni kuwa na mka asubuhi na mapema hata watoto na wacha bado wamelala
na umbo ni ya mimi
mama watoto wangu
na umbo ni ya mimi
wewe ni pacha wangu
na umbo ni ya mimi
usinisaliti
na umbo ni ya mimi
na mpenda sana Mama watoto wangu
Nina umbo ni ya mimi
Wewe ni pacha wangu
Nina umbo ni ya mimi
Usinisaliti
Nina umbo ni ya mimi 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 Nina umbo ni ya mimi
Nimekuwa mimi
na umbo ni
ya mimi
na umbo ni ya mimi
usinisaliti baby
na umbo ni
wewe ni pacha wangu
na umbo
toka tangu nimekuwa mimi
na
umbo ni ya mimi
na umbo ni
wewe ni pacha wangu
na umbo ni ya mimi
Niamini by Josie Chameleon of Uganda and People Not Like People by K.O.K. of Sierra Leone. This is the African beat on the Voice of America, the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. I'll be right back. Stay close.
African beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
What does the modern African want to hear on the radio?
When I wake up,
I want to know what's happening.
I'm interested in news about Africa.
What's going on around the world?
The news of Africa.
Give me the latest sports news.
I need some music.
Music for Africa.
African music.
Yes.
News and music from Africa.
News and music for Africa 24/7.
Now the Voice of America brings you even more news and music of Africa. You can listen to VOA around the clock 24/7. 24/7. In Accra, Ghana on 98.1 FM. And in Nairobi, Kenya on 107.5 FM. Or anytime, day day or night, anytime, over our website, www.voaafrica.com.
News and music from Africa.
African music.
News about Africa.
24 hours, 7 days a week.
24/7.
Yes, 24 hours, 7 days a week.
News and music from Africa.
News about Africa.
Yes, 24/7.
News and music for Africa, 24/7.
Now let me just bring you back to music. This time I take you to Nigeria with Faze in Kolomental, and right after that, Babe Come Back by Kinda Strongs of Cape Verde, and then to Fura by Saba of Somalia. And now let's take this one, Kolomental by Faze of Nigeria.
Oh, I'm on a mental kiss. Start to the kiss. Now who they rock in this place? Kolomental. Show your grace for this place.
mentale,
African beats. African beats. African beats.
My name is Gwendolyn Fungu, and I'm just so excited to be here. You're listening to African Beat on Voice of America with David Fanti. Hey, don't you miss it for nothing.
Somebody,
manda chuno la ulita mko evainko nina samu sambete maleti nimuye wakili kete usiti nye wakili kete usiti nina samu sambete maleti yeah.
Ama el caos y subir cayó Numbar caco
Hawa, hawa, le, le
City hoy teen, uno quien Es when the hadi, the hadi, si cae le seat Numbar calamo
Hoga, hoga, le, le
Mukti ka kada shey en cultura Mukti ka kada shey en cultura
Juno la urita, nko eva eko
Nina samu sambete mati
Dat kan agui apsigena, dat kan furaha nafsi Wahanjiri nena jikena, wahimando no natusi Wahimando no natusi
Samu sambete maleti
Bilawo, bilawo, nubakako Yohawo, yohawo, nubakale
Bila isana faje Nina samu
Bilawo, bilawo, nubakako Yohawo, yohawo, nubakale
Nina samu
by Saba of Somalia. That one was specially for my friend Abdinasir Ali of Somalia. And before that, Babe Come Back by Kana Strong of Cape Verde and Colomental by FaZe of Nigeria. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Van here in Washington, pushing and pulling the records for you. Stay tuned, I'll be right back.
This is the African Beat, where the music sounds so sweet that it makes you move your two feet. African Beat. It brings out the you in you, and that's so true.
This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And right now, music from Burundi, Kidum in Abambuzi. And right after that, I Need Some Love by Grace Decker of Cameroon and Mulema by Kendo of the Equatorial Guinea. But first, Abambuzi from Burundi.
Gango Yusufu Matoma, Yahaya Hussein, Papa Grace, Charles Ogada, Digital Entertainment Promotion. Ah, Sesa, Mama Kibido, Morisoyano, Yano, Todie, Todie.
Pamo ansa masi joro Kesu pamba wisera Kandi wachi wa mamoko It
Mamma mia,
Mulema by Kendo of Equatorial Guinea. Before that, I Need Some Love by Grace Decker of Cameroon. And Abba Mbuzi by Kidum of Burundi. Well, I want to thank you again today for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. I am David Van Dien, Washington, saying bye-bye.
This is VOA News. I'm